For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Monday, April the 8th. We've got two topics today. We're going to tell you about the 25th Annual Comedy Night and Heart of Missouri United Way. Let's start, first of all, with Tim Rich. Good to have you back again on Radio Friends.
Good morning,
Friends.
Paul.
Tim
Thank
Rich.
You.
You've got something really special you want to talk to our audience about with United Way.
We're making some progress. You know, we went through a major transformation last year, and what's really exciting right now is we have all of our funded agencies and then some agencies that are not funded coming together and talking about how can we measure impact in people's lives and prove that what we do really makes a difference. And so they're working together in small groups under some of our indicators to see how can we measure, how can we do it together, and how can we prove the effectiveness of everything that we do.
Yeah. So how are you proving effectiveness?
That's the challenge. One of the things we've done in terms of education, because it's a big focus of ours, we're trying to make sure that we're funding things that get kids ready to enter school, that we increase third grade reading rates, and we help kids make a good transition in and out of middle school, because those are the places we know that if you break down in education, it results in poverty. So we partnered with the public schools, and we're sharing a data analyst who is taking data from the public school, the kids that are participating, and looking to see if participation in our funded programs is changing or impacting in any way their academic achievement. Mm-hmm. We've also purchased a platform that allows our agencies to put this information in and share it, but it's all secure. It's HIPAA certified and FERPA certified, which are the big terms for it is absolutely secure. Nobody has to worry about data being distributed where it shouldn't.
Yeah, and you're talking mainly about young people right here.
Yes.
Are you dealing with the young people and food insecurity also?
Absolutely. And one of the things that we did, it was amazing because I didn't know how it was going to turn out driven by volunteers, but we did include safety net services. And actually the food bank wasn't sure they would get any funding under this new metric model that we've got. They ended up being one of the largest funded agencies. And for the first time, United Way was able to fund the Buddy Pack program, which provides food to school-age children over the weekends when the free lunch is out. We're at 43% of our public school kids qualify and receive federal free lunch program. 43%. I mean, it's unbelievable. If you go over to Boonville, and it's gotten worse since the announcement of the Nordyne closing, they're at 60% of their kids are eligible for free and reduced price lunch. And so we've got to solve that problem.
I mean, that's really hard to believe.
It's stunning. I mean, that's almost, if you go on any playground and you see kids out there, nearly one out of two doesn't have enough food to eat on the weekends, over spring break, over summer break, over Christmas break. They only get enough to eat when they're at school. And so we know that we have to solve that problem. The problem is you look at those kids on the playground, you can't tell which one's hungry because hunger doesn't look like it used to or what we think it did back in the Depression. Mm-hmm. We're such an informal society today that they look like everyone else, and yet they're going hungry on a daily basis.
If people want, if they want to help out financially with the United Way, what can they do? Or volunteer? Can they volunteer?
Absolutely.
Too?
We've got a volunteer online platform. So if you go to uwheartmo.org, you
okay,
can find that.
Go get
www.uwheartmo.org. You'll find our website. You can click the volunteer button, and it'll show you all kinds of opportunities across the community to volunteer. You can donate online there, or you can call our office at 443-4523, and we can take a donation over the phone.
Okay. All right. What would you say that you are in need of a lot of volunteers, or are you setting okay right now?
We are actually cultivating more and more volunteers because one of the things we know is if you want to change the face of poverty, you've got to put people who have the ability to help with those who need the help. And so when we get in relationship, we see each other face to face, it changes how we feel about poor people and we begin to contribute of ourselves, not
okay.
just our money.
All right, the phone number one more time.
443-4523.
All right, Tim Rich, good having you on here.
Always good to be here.
Come
Paul.
Back again, okay?
Absolutely.
Tim Rich, Heart of Missouri United Way. Now, I turn to my friend Doris Ross. Good to have you here, Doris. And you are here to talk about the 25th Annual Comedy Night to benefit
Assistance League of Mid-Missouri and Job Point.
Okay, Assistance League of Mid-Missouri and Job Point. Tell us about those organizations first, and then we'll get into Comedy Night.
Well, both organizations are nonprofit organizations that have missions to help different entities within our community, such as those needing employment, those that are underemployed, those that need assistance with just different programs
right.
that we provide. So our mission is to support our community.
Yeah.
And we do that through our fundraising efforts.
Okay. And this is the 25th annual.
Yeah, we're
Comedy
so excited.
Night. Well, what is Comedy Night?
Comedy Night is an annual event, this year sponsored by Joe Mockins Dealerships.
And you're going to get up, you're going to take about 2 hours of jokes, right?
I don't have that many jokes, but our host sponsor, Freddie DeMarco, has been doing this for 25 years.
Yeah.
And so this is a real celebration of efforts to raise money to put back into the community. So we have some wonderful sponsors that have supported us throughout that 25 years. We have local banks such as Landmark and Boone County National Bank. We have some new people that are sponsoring us this year, such as Hawthorne Bank, MFA Oil, just a lot of wonderful community support.
Right, right. Now, how long, what are the hours of Comedy Night?
Well, Comedy Night is for Thursday, April 25th.
So that's
about 2 weeks and a day.
Yeah, okay.
our doors open at Deja Vu Comedy Club at 405 Cherry Street here in Columbia. The doors open at 5:30, but our actual show starts at 7 p.m.
And for 5:30, so you got an hour and a half to kind of like mingle around if you
yes,
want to. And the show
yes.
starts at 7?
Yes.
And goes until?
Until about 9.
Okay.
It's a school night, so.
Yeah, all right. And there'll be lots of laughs.
Really, yes. We have local comedians that are.
Are you one of them?
I am not. But you would be a great one to have. But we have local comedians this year. We have Aaron Rose from Remax Boone Realty.
Uh-huh.
His first time on stage. We have Dr. John Adams, who is with Columbia Surgical Associates, his second time back.
Yeah.
And then we have Bob Pugh, who's been there for many years from MBS Textbooks
right.
Exchange. And then we have Howard Richards from the MU football program. He's a commentator
okay.
and his first time. So we're looking forward to seeing how he does.
A lot of these people who are doing it for the first time over the years, have any of them ever just been so bad that they're really funny?
Oh. Well, you know, it's everybody laughs at different things.
Right,
and
right.
a lot of people have this on their bucket list. They really want
okay.
to do it.
All right. Well, it
and
sounds
so
like a lot of fun.
We have some lined up for next year. So we're hoping to continue
right.
this even more.
I wish you the very best with it. It's the 25th annual Comedy Night. It is Thursday, April the 25th. Where?
At Deja Vu Comedy Club.
Deja Vu. All right. Thank you very much, Doris.
Thank you.
Good to have you here.
Thank
and
you.
I hope you raise $1 million with this.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, Talking Hearts Productions and Diabetes Symposium, our topic. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Elizabeth Hayden. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.